Situated in the midst of dozens of identical military barracks where young men and women go through Air Force basic training every day, this one building is now filled with children, more than 1,000 of them. It's a three-story beige dorm building that would normally be drab in its decor, but now paper flower decals decorate the windows and papel picado, or brightly colored perforated paper, hangs as curtains over the windows in the girls' dorm.
The problem is huge.
Chris Cabrera is on the front lines of the U.S. Border Patrol. At his office in McAllen, Texas, Cabrera says his officers are apprehending 500 to 700 kids every day. More on the weekends. Within 72 hours, those children must be turned over to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for care. And that's how many of these kids have ended up at Lackland. Media on the tour were not permitted to use tape recorders or to interact with the kids, but most of the children made eye contact and many smiled back. We saw dozens of older boys, perhaps 14 to 18 years old, in an outdoor classroom listening to a man speak to them in Spanish. An adjacent area provided sofas and chairs where other boys relaxed together in the shade. Inside were intake rooms where children as young as 12 were interviewed. A weary-looking child leaned his head on the shoulder of an older boy. Air Force posters still hang on cafeteria walls, but the showers are now modified so each child has privacy. There's a supply room filled with boxes of new clothing and shelves of toys like Jenga and bubbles, frisbees, and balloons. Each child has a clean bed with a mattress, not a cot, and lockers for personal things. A group of girls studied English in a classroom that was oddly decorated both with the children's drawings of home, such as their country's flags or musical instruments, alongside leftover Air Force posters showing aircraft or various phases of basic training. Lackland has seen almost 2,000 kids come through since it opened the barracks to the children on May 18th. Almost 1,000 have already been processed out to vetted families or sponsors. In a phone conference earlier this week, White House Director of Domestic Policy Cecilia Munoz said the administration has elevated the situation to a humanitarian emergency and the refugee resettlement program has become involved.
This is an increase over what we've seen in previous years. It also includes more girls and more children under the age of 13 compared with previous years.
The White House said another group of about 500 children were being transferred to a naval base in California. In San Antonio, kids as young as 12 will continue to be processed through Lackland and younger children through other nonprofit humanitarian organizations, while federal agencies work together to figure out some solution to the growing problem of kids escaping Central America for what they hope will be a better life in the U.S. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.